Track 9. The Beginning of Time.
Here at the beginning of time, over 500 million years ago, is where our visitors will start their walk. I propose that we leave the first island itself empty of life, placing the earliest living creatures in the water around it, as all life at that time was in the seas.
Excellent idea. And our first specimens will be sighted just at the edges of the land, having emerged from the seas. Dicynodon, meaning two dog teeth, was one of the earliest land dwellers. They lived 250 million years ago and were an extremely successful species. 90% of fossil records from the late Permian era contain their remains.
Strange, then, that we only have a skull and a few bones to base our model on.
Ah, that is where expertise in comparative anatomy comes in. You see, Hawkins, by careful study, I have established that the fossils show the Dicynodon to have the characteristics of crocodile, lizard, and turtle. And since it has a mouth like a turtle, I conclude that it also has a shell upon its back.
Once again, Owen was wrong. The Dicynodon did not have a shell on its back. This early herbivore is now believed to resemble a hippopotamus rather than a turtle. Let us now venture up to the original head of the Hylaeosaurus, that was damaged many years after the dinosaurs were installed. If you kneel down and look inside the head, you can still see the date 1854 carved into concrete. In case you were wondering, the Hylaeosaurus stands to the left of the Iguanodon, and a fiberglass replica of its head was built into the model.
Take the first right turn, just 10 metres away, and head uphill. Listen to track 10 beside the dinosaur head.